بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن دينا ممن أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله بكل شيء محيطا. In the previous ayat, the discussion was carrying on about that we must not be satisfied with wishful thinking that we are Muslims, but we should check ourselves really whether we do submit to Allah and to His commands, or whether we submit to our nafs, our desires, we do what we feel like doing, or what is in the flow, what the people are doing, and whether we are imitating the kuffar in our lifestyle, etc. So genuine Islam is required, and that only is going to be accepted by Allah. Our wishful thinking is not going to be accepted. The true and genuine Islam, and alhamdulillah, our jamaat is going out, especially the pedal jamaat. Allah's great help is with jamaat that go out in the path of Allah. And especially the pedal jamaat and four months a jamaat is going out during these winter months, etc. And this all effort is to bring that true, sincere, original Islam into our lives. As we will practice it as when we are in jamaat, when we return back also we must practice it. And that genuine Islam, true Islam, submission to Allah must be in our lives. So Allah Ta'ala says, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims also, all were arguing and debating that who has got the true Islam. And Allah made the decision that your wishful thinking, just what you imagining what is Islam, that is not acceptable by me. Genuine Islam. And what you all are agreed on, the Jews, the Christians and the Muslims, that the true Islam was with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So see what is his Islam and whether your Islam corresponds with the Islam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينَ مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. اور اس سے بہتر کس کا دین ہوگا جس نے پیشانی رکھی اللہ کے حکم پر. Whose religion could be better, whose deen and way of life could be better than that person that has kept his head on the threshold of Allah Ta'ala. That is everything he sees, what does Allah want from me? Is Allah happy with me with this or not? I see this woman on the street, on my phone, now to look at her, is my Allah happy with me or not? What do I give preference to? Do I give preference to looking at that woman, or do I give preference to the command of Allah and I completely shun and close that phone immediately and I don't look at all? In all other matters, our anger, our language, our eyes, everything, whether we submit to Allah or we submit to ourselves or we submit to the family or to the people or to the way of the kuffar, we have to check ourselves. So Allah says that person's deen is the best who submits totally in totality to Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ اور نیک کاموں میں لگا ہوا ہے. And that also is not enough, just that your beliefs are correct. They have to be correct, not just imaginary. And that also is not enough, but that you are muhsin, you are the doer of good deeds. That is the which are done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah, not for your nafs, not to please people, not to go with the flow, not to make people happy, not to follow the ways of the kuffar. But it is solely, only for Allah Ta'ala, and which is with ikhlas and sincerity and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, our namazes has got 52 sunnahs. How many of us are even aware that there are sunnahs in our namaz or that they equal 52? How many of us know those sunnahs? If we don't know them, then how can we practice upon them? What we don't know, how can we practice? So our namaz now, whether our namaz was that which is called of a muhsin, of a person who submitted to Allah and made a beautiful namaz, whether we even thought of Allah Ta'ala in our namaz, the greatness of Allah. We made ruku and we made sajda. It is a sign of going to the qabr and akhirat. Who of us thought of the qabr and akhirat also? We don't think anything. So we are still very, very far away from the reality of deen. And yet we are sitting content. And with dunya, which is temporary, our houses, our cars, our clothes, but that we are upgrading all the time. We are all the time concerned that my house must be maintained properly, my car must be maintained properly, and that we are going to leave behind. But the real, our akhirat, that we don't worry about at all. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا اور چلا دین ابراہیم پر جو ایک ہی طرف کا تھا. And that person follows the religion and the way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was Hanif. That was, he was totally submitted to Allah Ta'ala. He wasn't two-faced, making the people happy also and making Allah happy also. Making Shaitan happy and trying to make Rahman also happy. He was Hanif. He was totally dedicated and turned only towards Allah Ta'ala. And so that is what we have to do. Three things are mentioned here, that the deen of ours, man aslama wajhahu lillah, that we submit totally to Allah Ta'ala, that we are muhsin, and that we do all our deeds with Allah in mind and only for the pleasure of Allah, and that we follow in the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا اور اللہ نے بنا لیا ابراہیم کو خالص دوست. And Allah Ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam his friend. And the way of your friend is the way of achieving your friend. That is whose friend your friend is. If you become friends with him, you become friends with his friend. So if we become the friends of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we will be the friends of Allah Ta'ala also. And the greatest friend, as it comes in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his last sermon told that as Allah had taken Ibrahim as his friend, Allah has taken me also as his friend. There are two qualities here. One is Khalil and one is Muhib, a lover. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with both conditions. He was the friend of Allah and he was also the beloved and the lover of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I had to take a friend from anyone of this dunya, I should have made Abu Bakr my friend. And we all know the very, very close relationship between Hazrat Abu Bakr and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, my friend is only Allah. That is when you are in desperation, when you are in happiness, you turn to one Allah. Who do we turn to when we are in difficulty and hardship? Who do we turn to when we are in happiness and joy? If Allah is our friend, in all our matters we will turn to Allah. But even in our namazes we don't turn to Allah. Our du'as we are making to Allah, but we are not thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So it is very, very important that we get our priorities in order, and all this before mort. And for all this an effort is required. Just by wishful thinking, it's not going to come until we are continuously reminded. We are connected with a share and we attend the majalis, the gatherings regularly, and remind ourselves, and we make an effort, then it will come. Just by hoping and on our own, it won't become. A person wants to become a doctor on his own and is making even dua every day, but he doesn't attend any lessons of medicine, etc. How will he become a doctor? To become a friend of Allah is a job of its own. It isn't just imagination. It isn't just some dua that we make and we become the friend of Allah. It means an effort, and an effort in that direction which the Quran and Hadith has specified. which we in our language call the khanqa effort. Until we don't do that, we won't even know what is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So forget following in the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we won't even know the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. اور اللہ ہی کا ہے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. And in any case, you can try and bluff yourself and make yourself happy with this dunya's life and with your own life, but that's not going to help you. The reality is, whatever there is in the heavens and the earth belongs solely and only to Allah. And your value will only come when you turn solely to Allah Ta'ala. If you turn to material things, whether it is your home, your car, your furniture, your clothing, your brand names, your fashion names, or whatever else, you will be a complete zero, in fact a negative. You have to turn solely to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And we have to be very careful that we don't focus on the temporary life of this world, but on the eternal life of the Akhirah. Not on the pleasure of our own nafs and people, but on the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we must focus on. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا. اور سب چیزیں اللہ کی قابو میں ہیں. And everything is solely in the control of Allah. Medicine cannot give us shifa. Food cannot fulfill our stomach. Everything is only by the command of Allah. Respect and honor, dignity and disgrace, all belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. But we don't even think of Allah, forget the whole day we should be thinking of Allah. Even in our namazes we don't think of Allah. Our du'as also we don't think. So may Allah bring this reality and may Allah accept this jamaat on behalf of themselves, their families, great sacrifices they are making. And Allah loves this jamaat, especially the Paidal jamaat. And the pair, when Paidal jamaat goes out, Allah's rahmat descends in torrents on them also, on the town people also. We are so fortunate, and Allah reward all the our jamaat brothers who make the effort to get these jamaats ready, and they making big sacrifices to be going out for 4 months further. So may Allah Ta'ala, and we walk with them, we be part of the dua, as many steps as we can take, and even if we join them after a day or two, a week or two, if we can still even join them with the mashura, that will be very, very good for us. And may Allah bring the reality of deen in the efforts of the work of tabligh, in all the efforts of deen, may Allah bring the reality of deen and let us live a life which pleases Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We'll make dua at the back, inshallah. Subhanallah.